around Nun Aleph on the base at the bottom. The Kohenish Adrinach Medina Sheikh. One of the Tanoim of the Ksuba is that the husband has to redeem his wife if she gets captured. So if she's a Eishes Israel, she's mutter to him. So the Tanai is that I will redeem you and bring you back as a wife. By an Eishes Kohen, she's also to him after she's captured. So he can't bring her back as a wife. He has to divorce her. But the Tanai is that he'll bring her back to civilization. Back to where she lived before. Omer Abaye, Amon Lekohen Gadol, Chayiv Liftosa, Shani Kore Bo Uva Kohenes, Adrinach Lemidino Seich. What if she is also tin to begin with? So the halacha is an Amon Lekohen Gadol has a ksuba, because we want him to get rid of her, and therefore she doesn't lose her ksuba. The marriage is a marriage, but he has to divorce her. So she doesn't lose her ksuba, but there's no mazonos while that she's married, because we want him to break the marriage, to get out of the marriage, because it's awesome. But the tnai of redeeming her does apply, says Abaya, even though she's also to him. But Lamaisa, the tnai still applies. In any case, a shvuya is also to a kohen. So the tnai was, I'll bring you back to your place. He can bring her back to his place. The same tnai applies to Amon Lekohen Gadol, or to a regular Eishes Kohen. Mamzeres Unasin Ali Yisrael Eino Chayav Liftosa. She'ein Ani Kori Bo Vosvinach Bili Intu. However, person who marries a Mamzeres or a Nesina, so the marriage is also Aser, even though there's a Ksuba, but there's no Tanai here, because he can't bring her back as a wife. The Tanai is, I'll redeem you and bring you back as a wife. He can't bring her back as a wife because he can't remain married to her. So therefore the Tanai can't be Mekuyim, therefore it doesn't exist. That's what Abaye says.
They're still married.
What?
They're still married. Well, she's
Yeah, the marriage is a marriage. It's only chayvei lavim, but he has to divorce her. So he can't say, I'll bring you back as my wife. It's also for him to be his wife.
And you say, well, even if he doesn't say, I'll bring you back, she's still his wife.
He's still his wife, but he doesn't have to redeem her. The tanai is not there. The chiyuv to redeem her doesn't exist, because he can't be mekayim that tanai. That's not part of the tanai of the ksuba. The tanai of the ksuba was, I'll bring you back as a wife. That doesn't apply to mamzeres and asina. That's what it says. He's not mechuyuv to redeem her. That's in. Okay. Since the tanai doesn't apply to Rashi. Amon lekohen gadol, kain malon lekamon beperek amon nizonis, yesh lo ksuba, utnai ksuba. Even though the marriage is aser, still she gets a ksuba and all the tnaim of the ksuba. Hahudu lemishka lemeipakoi, because we want her to collect her ksuba and get out. Aval tnai ksuba de lemeikum kamei, but the tnaim of the ksuba that will keep her married, in other words, that help to promote the marriage, that we don't have. Kigom mizonos refua, right? The fact that he has to support her or heal her, that doesn't apply, because we don't want him to get comfortable in this marriage or her. Amrim vivomis alesla perik yesh mutaros v'hochash min rabai the tnai ksuba de pirkuna isla. That tnai does exist, that he has to redeem her. So what doesn't exist is anything that will make the marriage more comfortable, because we don't want them to get comfortable in this marriage. So he doesn't have to support her, he doesn't have to heal her. But on the other hand, to pay her ksuba, that he has to, because that's when she gets divorced. So we want her to get divorced. So that exists. And all the other tanoim exist. And here now, the Abaye says, even the tanoi of redeeming her exists, because he's not taking her back as a wife. Any Kohen can't take her back as a wife. He's just restoring her to where she was, bringing her back to civilization.
Why should be the ksuba? He doesn't want to give her it yet, because he doesn't want to spend the money.
No, but we want, we want him to lose out, because he married her be'isser. He's not going to gain because he married be'isser.
He'll have to shell out money.
What? No, he'll have to. So we're going to force him to get divorced, and we're also going to make him pay for it. So he shouldn't gain by the fact that he did something awesome. The Mikorish Tabidlok, he was meshubit to this woman, Shaharei Afl Kshera lo hayam mas nevo sinach liintu. Even if she was a kosher wife, right, regular Eishes Kohen, he wouldn't be able to bring her back as a wife. Ela mahadrinach lemedinasa. The only thing he can do is bring her back to civilization. V'hanami karina b'hochi. Therefore, this tie applies similarly to an almon lekohen gadol. V'hai tnai nami lemishkel meipakoi. And this tnai also is to get out, get rid of her. In other words, redeem her. You're not going to stay married to her. This has nothing to do with remaining married or making the marriage comfortable. It's just a tnai to get her, what's it called, to redeem her.
Okay.
What?
The
yeah, but he can't be Mekayim the Tanai. The Tanai doesn't exist.
They could be the same
Tanai
as by a
Kohen. No. The Tanai is the Rabbanan. By regular Eishes Yisrael, the Tanai is I'll make you back my wife. By an Eishes Yisrael, that Tanai doesn't apply. They make a separate Tanai.
They'll bring it back to Yom Yidin.
No, but that, they didn't make that Tanai then Eishes Yisrael. They made that Tanai only then Eishes Kohen. Because in the normal case, they made the Tanai for, not for the case where it's awesome. Mamzeres and Asino Yisrael. Afagav the Isla Ksuba, Utanai Ksuba, the Lemishkal Mapik, Lesla, Tanai Ksuba, Mipurkuna. Even though most of the Tanoim of the Ksuba and the Ksuba she does have, this one not. To me, Kora, Loish Tabidla. He never was Meshubit for that Tanai because he could never, the Tanai was, I'll bring you back as a wife. That never applied to him. Sheinani Kori Bovos Vinachli into. Shizehu Tanai Ksuba, the Israelis. That is the Tanai they made for Israelis. And she's a Israelis. Aishis Israel. And therefore, what's it called? That Tanai never took effect on him. Okay, that's what Abaye says. Rava Omar, Kol She'osur Shviya Gorim Lo Chayev Lefdosa. Where the Issu Shvuya by a regular Yisraelis? Where the Issu Shvuya is what's it called, Gorim, that he can't, what's it called, marry her like by a Kohen? By an Amon LeKohen Gadol. Right? So if she be a regular Eishes Kohen who's mutter to him, the reason now he can't bring her back for marriage is because she was captured. That can't be the reason that he doesn't have to redeem her. Yisur dover acher gorim lo enich enu chayiv l'dosa. But if something else was gorim the Yisur, then he's not chayiv to be pulled to her. So Rava argues on Abaye in the case of the Almon of the Kohen Gadol, and he holds that he doesn't have to redeem her, even though the same Tanai would apply to her as applied to a regular Eishes Kohen. Over there, the reason he can't bring her back is because she was captured. Over here, there's a separate reason why he can't bring her back as a wife. He never could, and therefore he's not chayiv to be poldar. Rashi. Rava Omar ben Mamzeres and Asina Kabayis Virle. He agrees with Abaye ben Mamzeres and Asina, because it doesn't fit the Tanai. Delo Ishtabidla. Avo ba Amon LeKohen Gadol Poligale. He argues on the case of Amon LeKohen Gadol. The Omer mi kara lo ishtabed lekohenes. The adrinach lemedinasach elam machmas she'osra hashviya olav. Aval le neseres machmas dover acher lo nishtabed. He was only nishtabed. A regular tnai is that in case you get captured and because of that you become osir to me, I'll bring you back to civilization. But if you're osir to me anyway, I never was meshubet to redeem you. That's what Rava holds. The tnai ksuba the Israel the kohen shavet. Basically, the same halacha for a Yisraelis and a Kohenis. Except by the Kohenis, since you're going to be captured, I'm not going to be able to bring you back as a wife, I'll bring you back to civilization. But if you were also to me to begin with, I never had a chiyuv to redeem you. Okay, Lema Ketanoi. Where it says, let's say this machlokas of Bayin Rava is the same machlokas of the following tanoi. Hamadiris ishto v'nishpes. Person made a nether that he can't live with his wife. So he has to divorce her. She's also to him. Okay? And he made the nether in such a way that he can't be mater the nether al das rabim. Right? And there's no way for him to be mater this nether. So since he can't live with her, he got to divorce her. And then she was captured before he divorced her. Rebbe Lezer omer polda v'nosim waksubasa. Rebbe Lezer says that he's pulled to her and he gives her a ksuba. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, no sin lo ksuba, so they no pulled to her. He has to give her a ksuba, divorce her, but he doesn't have to be pulled to her. Omer Rebbe Nosin, sho'alti esumches, kisho Omer Rebbe Yeshua, no sin lo ksuba, so they no pulled to her. When Rebbe Yeshua said that he doesn't have to be pulled to her, but he gives her the ksuba, kshay diro ulevesof nishbeis, You want to know, is this talking where first she was captured and then he made the shvua, or where he made the shvua and then she was captured? The Omar Lee and Sumchas answered, Lo Shamati, and I didn't hear anything about this, but near in Dvarim, but it seems, Shehidir of the Sofnish base, that it's talking where he made the nether before she was captured. Because if he made the nether after, it seems like he only made the nether so he shouldn't have to redeem her. The Eomris Nishbase of Sofnir, Shili Rumet. A guy will make the nether because he doesn't want to redeem her. Not because there's a reason why he doesn't want to live with her or whatever. So that's the Bryce. Machlokas of Yeshua and the Rebbe Lezer, whether he made a nether and the woman was captured, nether, she's also to him because of the nether, if he has to redeem her or not. So it seems to be the same machlokas of Ayin Rava. Right? Here she is also to him because of the nether, right? And when he married her, there was no nether. It's not like Mamzeris and Nesina. Mamzeris Nesina, when he married her to begin with, she was offered to him. Here, when he married her to begin with, there was a chiyuv of Pirkuna. Now, and it could be talking even by Ignatius Cohen, we'll see. So now she's offered to him because of the nether, aside from the fact that she's going to be offered because of the shvuya. So it's mamish the same case of Amon and the Cohen Gadol. And still, Rabbi Yeshua holds that he's not polden, and Rabbi Lezer holds he is polden. So that's the same machlokas of Bayin Rava. See Rashi. My lab, so let's see first. The Mora says, my lab, the mother, Ashes Kohen, commiflegate. They're even arguing by an Ashes Kohen, right? And therefore, it's the exact same case as Almana Lekohen Gadol. Va'abaya domak Rebbe Lezer, Abaya holds like Rebbe Lezer, Va'rava omak Rebbe Yeshua. See Rashi. Hamadar is Ishtom Melehonislo. Made a nether, she can't have any Hanor from, you can't live with her. So you can't keep her married, a woman that you can't live with. Even though when he polled her, he's going to have to divorce her, just like the Amon of the Kohen Gadol, right? Because of the nether, the Eno polled her, the Kam the first time. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain why he's not polled her, according to Rabbi Yeshua. On Nish Beisel of Sofedira, Kolomer, O Athilu Kishanish Beisel of the Sofedira. When Rabbi Yeshua said his din, that he has to redeem her, was it only in the case where he made the nether before she was captured? Or even if he made the nether after she was captured, that she doesn't have to redeem her. Nomi Omer, the Alpha Gav the Ikal Meimer Lohi Dira Elali Potim and Apidyon. Even though we could say in that case he only made the nether, so he wouldn't have to redeem her. So that's not fair. Shmura says, "My lab the mother Ishes Kohen, but Kohen Shehid Yerushishto." That's talking where the Kohen was made this nether. The Ibi Israel Omer Abelezer Polda Sharein Ani Korei Bot Tanai Ksubas Israel Vosvinach Lilintu. It can't be talking about a regular Israel because the Tanai doesn't apply to her, because he can't say, I'm going to bring you back as a wife. He's not allowed to remain married to her, and he can't be Mata of the Nether. It's talking in a case like that. Ela b'Kohen Kamin, it must be talking about a Kohen. Umishum shani korei ba v'adrinach l'medinosa, because the Tanai does still apply that I'll bring you back to civilization. Kom Rebbe Lezer polda the afagav the Isser dover acher garma, even though there's another Isser here besides the Shvuya, the Isra of the Nether. Right? Lesser Allah. Abaya Krebbe Lesser. Abaya holds like Krebbe Lesser. Varava Krebbe Yeshua Domreino Po, the whole of the Isra Dovarach or Gorim Law. So it's Mamish, the same Machlokas, Abaya and Rava as Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Lesser. So Mar says no. It's not the same Machlokas at all. Hachab Mayaskina Gonsha Nodra Ihi, the Kiyam Law Ihu. She made the Nether that she shouldn't have any enjoyment from him. So she's not allowed to live with him. And he could have, when he heard the nether, the day he heard it, he could have been matter the nether, made for the nether, and he didn't. So they're partners in this nether. She made it, and he did wasn't made for it. Rabbi Lezer saw her who knows in etzba ben shinel. He's the cause, right? And therefore he has to redeem her. He caused this isser on himself because he wasn't made for the nether. And Rabbi Yeshua saw her, he nosna etzla v'inshinah. She bit her own finger. She's the cause, because she made the nether. He just wasn't made for it. But she's the cause. So Mora says, that can't be the machlokas, who the cause of the nether is, right? Because he nosna etzla v'inshinah, ksuba mayavidita. he holds that she's the one who caused herself to be osur, even though he was the one who could have been made for it, then why should he get a ksuba? She caused herself to have to be divorced, right? Why should he have to give her a ksuba? The su amrav nasan shalti esumches kish amrav yeshua nosin laksubasa veinu pode kshedira v'sof nishbeso kshenishbesof idira v'amr lo shamati, right? I don't know, but it seems like it's only in the case where he made the nether first. What's the kasha? The nodra e, she made the nether. Mali hadira sof nishbeis, mali nishbeis lo vidira. She made the nether. She can't say, well, he did it, so he should not be po to her. He didn't make any nether. She made the nether. She initiated this. And he didn't make any nether against her, just when he did it. It's very opportune. So I'm not gonna be made for it. He didn't initiate this. So that can't be the machlokas. Elala olam to adra iu. He made the nether. Vabayim etaris utameh, varava etaris utameh. Still, this machlokas has nothing to do with Abai and Rava. Either of them could learn the machlokas their way. Okay, that both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar agree with them. How? Abai Matarz Tameh. Abai will explain the brayso of the following way. Amon lekohen gadol kuli amalo pligei dechayev dosa. And Amon lekohen gadol, even though the iser is more than the shvuya, the iser is a separate iser, that doesn't make a difference. He can mekayim the tnai, I'll bring you back to civilization. And it doesn't make a difference why she's also to him, like Rabbiya holds. Mamzeris and the sinali Israel kuliyamalo pligi deino chayvodosa, because there he can't be mekayim the tnai. I'll bring you back as a wife because he can't get married, can't remain married to her. Where's the machlokis? Mader eishes kohen nami kuliyamalo pligi dechayvodosa. If this would be talking about an eishes kohen, everybody would agree that according to Abaya, that he would have to be pulled to her, because he can mekayim the tnai of, I'll bring you back to civilization. And even though she's osur to him for another reason besides the shvuya, that doesn't make a difference. That's a bayah. The hainu amonel, that's the same case as amonel kohen gadol. So where is the machlokas? Plikli, pliki, pligi, b'mader eishes Yisrael. They're arguing by a dafkan eishes Yisrael. So the chora, isn't that the same case as mamzeris and the sima, where she's osur to him, and he can't bring her back as a wife. Here's the same thing, he can't bring her back as a wife. Rabbi Elazar also basa mikara. Rabbi Elazar says no. In the beginning when he married her, and he made the tanai, he could have brought her back as a wife after a shvuya. It's only because of the nether that he made that he can. But that's after the fact. So the ready to shibud was chal when he married her. And at that point he could have taken her back as a wife. Now the fact that she became osertim because of his nether doesn't take away the original shibud. And Rabbi Yeshua also basar basov. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we look at the case now, right now. Can he bring her back as a wife? No. So the tanai is bottle. Even though it was chal to begin with, now because of his letter, it's bottle. Rava matar sotameh. Rava can tell you the machlokas can go according to him. Amon lekohen gadol mamzeris unasin Yisrael kuli amalo pligidei no chayv dos. Everybody agrees that amon lekohen gadol, right, since there's another Isser, or a mamzer in the scene who can't mekayim the tnai to bring her back as a wife, that he's not mechayev to redeem her. So where's the machlokas? Kipligi v'madr bein eishes kohen bein eishes Yisrael. Machlokas is both by an eishes kohen and an eishes Yisrael, because of the nether. Now there's an extra Isser. So does it fit into the klal of wherever there's an extra Isser, he's not chayev tipol deho? Or maybe here it's different. Rabbi Elazar also basa mikara. Here, there wasn't an extra issa when he married her, like mamzeris nasin or amon lekohen gadol. There, when he married her, he couldn't be mekayim the tanai. But over here, when he married her, what's it called? He could be mekayim the tanai, because he was no nether yet. So Rabbi Elazar says we go after what it was when he married her. And there was no nether, therefore, even though now there's a nether, he has to be po to her. Rabbi Yeshua also basa basov. But both of them can learn this machlokas that everybody agrees with them, Abai and Rav, Rashi. Hachamayaskinan, Kolomer la'olam Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua la'be pluksa d'abai v'rov v'plige. It's not the same machlokas. V'i be'isr dover acher shelo al yedei neder, inomi be'kohenes al yedei neder, the kuli alma o kabaya o karava. Everybody can hold either the kabaya and rava when it comes to where there's another isser that applied when he married her. The hocha kagon shenodra he the kibla. It's the first one I want to say. It's talking where she made the nether and he was mekayim it. Hu she'omer yiskayim Who shall Omer Yishkai? Either he said, yeah, I'm happy for that nether. Oh, Hechrish, he didn't say anything. Velo Hefer Biyom Shomo. And he let the day go by, and he wasn't made for it. That's also Kiyum. Kiyum is either he says, I want it, then he can't be made for it anymore. Or he doesn't say anything, and the day goes by. Uvi Yisrael pligin. They're arguing by Yisrael. The time of the Rabbi Yeshua, the Kasavra, he knows Ne'etzbo Ben Shinel, the Noshchoso. And she put her finger in her own mouth and bit it. Kolomer, he gormally asked the Vatal Tanoa. She was goring that Snai should be bought, so she doesn't get redeemed. What are you making the Dorim like that? She'en ani yochel likros b'Yisrael v'osvinach le'intu. You're the one who caused it. He can't take you back as a wife. Rabbi Lezer Sover, who knows it as Ben Shinel, li nashe shalo heferla. He's the one who caused it. Because he put his finger in her mouth to bite. But because, what's it called? Because it wasn't made for. Mer says, no, that can't be. Mali, dear himself, nishbesh. What then, what's the shaila? Whether he made the nether before, he made the nether after. Holo hair and midi, he didn't make the nether. She made the nether. He just wasn't made for it. So what difference should there be when she made the nether before she was captured, after she was captured? She made the nether. Right, he is chila ben nether. So Mer says, no. Everybody could hold like either Abaye and Rava, and each of them can explain this price of their way. Abaye matarsa tameh, lemeimer lav tanahi, ela dekume amakavosi kaimi. The chayim Rava matarsa tameh. Chayiv lethosa, sharei mikori bo, bein betchila satanai, bein besof, kiyumo, vadrinach midinosa. By Amon lekoin God, Abaye says everybody agrees he has the Redeemer. Because both in the beginning when he married her, and now, you can be the kind that's nigh, bring her back to civilization. And Abaya holds it, even though there's another Isser here that started when he married, that's irrelevant. The Alpha Gav, the Isser Dover Acher, Gorim Law, Adrinach Lemedinos, who's still a Maisi, can be kind that's nigh. Rab Mamzeris and Sid Israel, Echai of Dosa, Shein Anikori, Bo, Lo, Bishasa, Tri, Velo, Bisofo, Vasilitu. And Abaya says, everybody agrees, that by Mamzeris and Nesina, since from the time that he married her, he couldn't be Mekayim the Tanai of bringing her back as a wife, so the Tanai doesn't apply. Mader Eshes Kohen Nami, Kohen Shehader is Ishto Nami. If the Kohen was Mader his wife, She Tanai Risho Vadrinach Lemidinosachu, Vefshalo Lochel Beshasa Tanai, Vefshalo Lekayim Lebesofa, Chai Vatosa, the Hainu Kamon Lekohen Godel. And if he was Mader and Eshes Kohen, so same thing. In the beginning also, he couldn't bring her as a wife, only to bring her back to civilization. Now he can bring her back to civilization too. So everybody agrees in all those cases that you are poda or not poda. Where's the machlokas? By Yisrael, who made this nether. In the beginning, he could be Mekayim the Tanai, bringing her back as a wife. It's only after he made the nether that he can't do that. So the lesser also bustle mikara, and Rabbi Shua goes bust herself. That's a machlokas. And Rava says the opposite. The ainu chayv with those. Amana she'in ani kori bo adrinach lemidinosach mach meshviya ela mach mesdavracha. Rava says everybody could agree that by an amana lekoin gadol he doesn't have to redeem her, because since the reason that she's osur tim is not because of the shvuya, therefore the tanai doesn't apply. Everybody agrees that he doesn't have to redeem her. Where's the machlokas? Whether it's an Ashes Kohen or an Ashes Israel. But it's different than the case of Amon Lekohen Gadol or Mamzer Nesim. Because there, from the very beginning, the Tanai didn't apply. Here, in the beginning, the Tanai did apply. In both cases. Right? He could bring her back to civilization and her back as a wife. Why now can't he do that? Because he, now why is there another issue? Because he made a nether. So now the machlokas is, do you go boser trilo or boser sof? The mikor b'shasat tanai kriyim be'vadrinach machlos shivyol of sof ika isur dovaracha. By the Amon lekohen god, by the Ashes Kohen, in the beginning there was no other issue except the shvuya. So the tanai applied. By the Israel, in the beginning the tanai could be mekohen, he could bring her back as a wife. The only thing is, something happened after the marriage that now made it impossible to mekayim the Tanai by a Kohen without another Isser, and the Tanai by Yisrael altogether. The chain b'madar eishes Yisrael, mikora korinu b'vosvinach li'intu, uvesof lo korinu b'hochi. Memela, what's it called? The machlokas, the same machlokas, except each one learns it their way, of what they agree on, right? And the machlokas is only, since the original marriage, the Tanai could be mekoyim, so it remains, even though now the circumstances change. Well, no, since the circumstances change, we go after the sof, and the sof, he can't be mekayim the tanai, and therefore it's no, it's no good. Up to a nun beis and with aleph, the two dots at the bottom. Okay, nish beis chayev liftosa. She gets kidnapped and she has to redeem her. Tonu rabbanan, nish beis b'chayi ba'lo, v'yachar kach meis ba'lo. If she got captured when her husband was alive, and then the husband died before he had a chance to redeem her. Hikir bo ba'lo, if the husband knew that she was captured when he was still alive, then yorshim chayim liftosa. Then he was chayiv to be pulled to her, and the chiyuv then goes on to the yorshim. Lo hikir bo ba'lo, but he didn't know she was captured before he died, so he never had a chiyuv bepoel. And yorshim chayav miftosa. Then the chiyuv doesn't go on to the yorshim. Levi sover lemevet uvda ki homas misa. Levi wanted to put this into practice, this brisa, in a misa where it happened, where the husband either knew before he died or didn't know. Omer le Rav, hochi omer chavivi. So Rav said, my uncle, Reb Chiya, said, Les hilcha sokomis masnisa. The halach is not like this brisa, there's another brisa. Ela kiha, the tanya, nishbeis la'achar misas baila, ein ha'yisomim chayovim liftosa. If she got captured after the husband died, then for sure the chiyuv doesn't go on the yorshim to redeem her. Below old, ela filu nishbeis b'chayi baila, v'achar kach meis baila, even if she got captured when the husband was alive. And then the husband died before he had a chance to redeem her. Ein ha'yisom chayom liftosa, she'ein ha'nikorei bov ha'osvinoch le'intu. Because the t'nai was, I'll redeem you and get you back as a wife. Now he's dead. So the yor, doesn't, that t'nai doesn't apply to the yorshim. Therefore, even if he knew that she was captured, but he died, the t'nai is bought. Zurashi. Hikir bo ba'ila, ad shelo meis. Before he died, no delo shenishbeis. He found out that she was captured, and then he became chayiv to redeem her. So that chiyuv, the first brisa holds, reverts now to the yorshim. Chavivi Reb Chiya, shehu dodo achi aviv. Reb Chiya was the brother of the father, the uncle of Rav. Okay, based on this Rashi, I wanted to say that by a kohenis there, Phanesius Kohen, Lechora, there, since you could be Mekayim, the Tanai of bringing her back to civilization, so Lechora the Yorshim would be Chayiv. But the Maram Shif says not like that. Maram Shif brings a Raya that we could have said the two Brises don't argue, one's talking about an Ashes Kohen and one's talking about a regular. He doesn't say that. He says basically, according to Rava, what we learned yesterday, that the Tanayim are the same for a Ashes Kohen, Ashes Israel. The only thing is, if the reason why the Kohen can't marry, can't remarry or can't continue being married to the woman is only because of the fact that she was captured, that doesn't affect it. Lamaisa, he'll bring her back, whatever. If there's other reasons why he's also, it doesn't apply to him also, like Rava says. So same thing over here. The Chiyuv is only basically to bring her back as a wife. The fact that he can't continue living with her if she was captured can't be the reason he can't bring her back by a Kohen. But Lamaisa, if the Tanai doesn't apply to an Ashes Yisrael, it doesn't apply to an Ashes Kohen either, if the reason is for a different reason, because he never was Chayev, because he's not the one who's going to bring her back altogether. Okay. So therefore, both an Ashes Yisrael and an Ashes Kohen, if he died, whether he knew about it or didn't know about it, the chiyuv doesn't revert to the yorshim. Tana rabbanan, nishbeis v'hoi mevakshu menu ad asora b'domeho. Right, she was captured, and they wanted ten times more than she was worth on the slave market. Pam rishon lepoda. The first time he has to be poda her, even for 10 times more her worth. Mikan ve'elech rotsa poda, rotsa in a poda. After that, if he wants to, he could be polda, and if not, not. Okay. So Rashi learns, Rotza eno polda, the lo trakinu borabon el chad pidyon. It's not that he has to be polda her the second time if it's not more than her worth. Right? It's only the first time he has to repo to her up to 10 times her worth. The second time, that's what we normally would learn, that's how the Rabbeinu Hanan learns, the second time he has to repo to her only if it's her worth, but not more. But Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns that they were only misakin one time to repo to her. This woman gets kidnapped more than once, then forget it. The snai is for one time. After that, if he wants to, he can. If not, even Tosa says in Rashi is mashma, even for her worth, he doesn't have to repo to her the second time. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Ein poldin es hashvuin yosra akadei demehem." You're not poldin. You don't ransom prisoners for more than they're worth. Mitnei tikkun ha'olam, because of tikkun ha'olam. And the Gemara in Gittin explains two reasons. One is because you give the kidnappers the desire then to capture people, because it's a good business. And the second reason is because you're going to impoverish the tzibur. That's why the Marami Rottenberg didn't let them be pulled to him, because they would have done that to others. And that's similar. The Gemara over there is not exactly, if you're thinking about Gilad Shalit, not exactly the same case, because there's a big machlokus whether it's pikuach nefesh. Over here we're talking about kidnapping for the sake of money. But what happens if the person's life is in danger? Then most opinions hold that you could be ransom people to save their lives even more than they're worth. The only problem is, if ransoming them for money is one thing, but ransoming them for people that are other people into danger, that's a different shiloh. That's not for here. Okay. But it's not exactly this, that you don't ransom people more than they're worth, right? Is not necessarily nogeya to ransoming people where their lives are in danger, and what you're ransoming with puts other lives, people's lives in danger. It's a different shaila completely. Okay. Shemara says, Hobich de demehem podim. Right? Afal gad de perkunda yosak subasa. Right? Things like this. That mashma from here. That if you're ransoming them for their worth, even though what they're worth is more than the ksuba, right? The ksuba, let's say, is $1,000, right? The 200 zuz or the sosefis, whatever the ksuba is, let's say is $1,000, and the woman is worth, what's it called? They want to ransom her for $2,000. Now she's worth $2,000 on the slave market, but it's more than her ksuba. So there, it's mashma. That what's it called? That as long as it's what her worth on the slave market would be, you have to ransom her, even if it's more than her ksuba. V'ramini nishbeis v'hayim avakshim menu ad asora b'ksubasa, right? If she's captured, and they want up to 10 times worth her ksuba, pam rishon napolde. The first time you're polde, mikan ve'elech rotsa polde, rotsa ina polde. More than that, more than one time, you don't have to be polde her. Rav Shim Gamliel omer im hoya pirkuna kenegi ksubasa polde. And Rav Shimon Gamliel over here says that even if she's worth more, you're not ransoming for more than she's worth, but it's more than the ksuba's worth, then you don't have to ransom her at all. Where it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, trei kule yisle, he holds both things. It's not a contradiction. He holds whichever is the least, that's what you have to do. You never have to ransom her for more than she's worth. And if what she's worth is more than her ksuba, you never have to ransom for more than her ksuba. So whichever is the least, that's what you have to do. If the ksuba is less than what she's worth, that's the limit. If she's worth less than the ksuba, that's the limit.
Somebody is poyed here. He doesn't talk to pay her the ksuba anymore.
If somebody else is poyed to her?
No, if the husband is poyed to his wife, that's instead of the ksuba, or is...
No. No, it's what's it called? No, he can say, if like Pirkuna, he could say, look, you have your ksuba, you redeem yourself from your money. I'm not going to redeem you for more than your ksuba is worth. Right? It's not ksuba, but it can't be more than the ksuba. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. So mainly, if it's more than her ksuba, he can tell her, take it out of your ksuba and use that money. I'm the chuyif to be proud of you, what's it called, but not to spend more than the ksuba would be.
Anyhow, he has to pay the ksuba. Two different payments.
Right. But the pirkuna, which is the tnai, can't be more than the ksuba's worth. That's what we're saying. He's not mechuyev to redeem her if the money that he's going to have to pay is more than what her ksuba is. even though he'll have to pay a ksuba. But he's not mechuyev to pay that extra money if it's more than what the ksuba is worth. That's there's no, there are slave markets. I don't know how today how you could.
How would Asia look at it? I mean, at their time they had slaves.
Right. How today could you figure out the value of a person? I'm not sure.
Well, even then, I mean, what happened in the old days, Cana,
and Achanami.
So there's no opinion of women at all.
No, she, what's it called? There's some value to an old lady. What's it called? She can go and be a seamstress or whatever.
No, so.
Nobody, some is no value at all.
Bedridden, sick person.
Well, they kidnap.
There's no pigyon
shvuyim for her. No, the husband doesn't have to pay his money. It's pigyon shvuyim. It's doka. It's not my chiyuv. So let somebody else do it. Let the tzibur do it. There's a mitzvah of pigyon shvuyim, yeah. But I have no chiyuv more than anybody else. That's all. Here's the husband's mominous chiyuv. That's what we're talking about.
Well, why is it different than the soda, which where it's always, you know, the korov is the more chayv one to be poda as soda?
Yeah, it could be, but it's not. That's not a chiyuv mama. It's not a, not something that he has to do. It's something that what's it called? He's first. It's not a chiyuv mama. You can go take his money away. The hero talking about a chiyuv mama, not talking about a mitzvah. Mitnei tikkun ha'olam, Rashi, shelo yargilu lahalos al demeim. Because if otherwise, you're giving the pirates an appetite to capture people because they see it's a good business. Even if it's less than she's worth, but it's more than her ksuba, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you don't have to redeem her. There's only a tnai ksuba. It can't be more than the ksuba. Tnai ksuba, si yesra ksuba. Trei kule, lo yosra al domeho, shehi ru'uyali makir b'shuk, v'lo yosra al ksuba. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, whichever is the least, that's what you're chayef to do. If her ksuba is less than her actual worth, then you're not mechuyev to pay more than her ksuba. And if her, what's it called, actual worth is less than the ksuba, then you're not mechuyev to pay more than her actual worth. Loksa chayev lirafosa, if she, what's it called, gets sick, so he has to heal her. It's also part of the tnai ksuba. Tanu rabbanan. Almona nizonis minichse yisomim, Utsricha refua harika mizonos. And almana, this part of the tanai ksuba is that as long as you don't remarry, so you get what's it called, support, food from the estate. And if she gets sick, then hari, that's like mizonos, that they have to pay for her doctor bills too. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer refua sheyesh lo kitzva nisrapas. Rav Shimon says no, it depends. If it's what's a miksubasa, if it's something that has a set amount, right, it's a one-time thing, then that comes out of riksuba. That doesn't, that's not from the yisomim, from the estate. That's from riksuba. She'ein lo kitzva hareka mizonos. But just like mizonos doesn't have any limit, so too, refua, that doesn't have a limit, she's chronically ill, there it comes out of the estate. Normally hakozes dam is something that has a kitzva. They do it once a year, once twice a year, whatever. But in Eretz Yisrael, it was an ongoing thing, hakozes dam, and therefore they made it like refua she'in lo kitzva, and refua she'in lo kitzva you get from mizonos. Kreve to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan had a relative, Havi luhu itus abba, the havi tricha refua kol yoma. So they had a, the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan had a stepmother. Wasn't their mother. It was a stepmother that the father died and they left them the estate and the stepmother didn't get remarried, so they were responsible out of the estate to give her mizonos. And she needed refua. And it was an ongoing thing. Also, the kamed Rabbi Yochanan, so he came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lahu, so he gave him an etza, what to do. Izi lukutsu le mide lerofe. Go and make up with a doctor that he should take a set amount and he should heal her. Was it like, you know, insurance? That's a call. Then, once it's a set amount, it comes out of Ruxuba. It doesn't come from the estate. Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan then regretted telling them that Eitzah. Asinu atzmenu ka'orchei adayonim. We're like lawyers, what's it called, to help one side over the other side. I shouldn't have done that. Mikora myself. What did he think in the beginning when he did give him the Eitzah? Why didn't he think it was wrong to give an Eitzah to one side of the thing and hurt the Almana at the expense of his Krovim? Mikora sovra mipsorcha desalim. I have a responsibility to my relatives more than to this stepmother of theirs. So he did a favor and told his relatives a good Eitzah. Levasov sovra, why did he regret it? Adam Choshev Shani, right? A person who's Adam Choshev, people will learn from there to get mixed into Dinei Torah and to favor one side over the other, even when it's not Mibsor Chal Tisalim. And therefore, he regretted doing it because people learn from him to do the wrong thing. Rashi. Utzricha Refua Hari Kemezonos, Vim Tzricha Refua Hari Harefua Kemezonos, Tetarvayu Chiyusaninu. They're both, what's it called, sustenance. The person needs to be healed just as much as they need to eat. Mizonos ain't lem kitzvah, hilkach refua sheyesh la kitzvah she'ena chol etadir, ain't b'cha mizonos. But the only kind of refua, which is like mizonos, is something that's ongoing. But if it has a set amount, it's not like mizonos, and therefore it comes out of riksuba. Kutzal amidi l'rofe, shekabalov refua, so lomish b'kach v'kach. I pay insurance. Now you pay a set amount, and the doctor will heal her for free, right? After you pay that set amount, or whatever, or a set amount every week, or whatever. So it's a davar sheyesh lo kitzvah. Ko'orchei adonim, oi vechon ibalidinim, umatim zechuyos of the dayim. What's a lawyer do? He represents one side, and he tries to convince the judge to favor that side. Right? Ve'orei chadin lifnei hadayonim lischuso. So mikrei orchei adayonim. That's orchei adayonim. And the Gemara says in Bavasi, never let a lawyer like that, what's it called, person that tainer his own taina. And if he didn't know what to taina, the Beis Din would taina for him. But to have somebody taina for somebody that hid the, didn't say the whole truth, that they didn't allow. Mikrei orchei adayonim. She'oreches adayonim lahafoch libam letovaso shel zeh. Tries to convince the judges for this one's sake. Mikorik shehesi Eitzah. What did he think in the beginning when he did give him the Eitzah? Ulevasov kinshisharet. And what did he think in the end when he regretted doing it? See, when it says in the beginning, he thought he's doing his relatives a favor. You have to favor your relatives. In the end, he was afraid people would learn from him to do it in the wrong place. Okay.
There is
so I need that. Shaila, what they're allowed to do. They basically, it's a shaila why that's not called Orchei Adayonim. What the Toein Rabboni, why it's not called Orchei Adayonim. Not so partial. But what their job is to, the Chora just let this person know what his Zechuyos are so he can say the right time.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan did.